Ladies and gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
This is the Hagman and Hagman Report for today. It is Monday, April 10th, 2017. A lot of news, a lot of headlines, a lot of breaking information to get to, certainly. I want to welcome everyone to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. We're broadcast live each and every weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Also, YouTube Live and BTR. That's Blog Talk Radio. I want to thank them for carrying our program as well as Global Star. And appreciate everyone who tunes in via YouTube and Global Star and whatever venue you choose. Again, a lot of information to get to. Folks, if you want to go to HomelandSecurityUS.com, and there you'll find two articles, two reports. One, of course, one about the Syrian missiles, the response, the United States response to the chemical weapons attack, and how it in the context of abortion. Yeah, how do those two things connect? Well, there is a connection. I would urge you to read the articles I posted at HomelandSecurityUS.com. They're linked off of HagmanReport.com, and you can also comment on both of those articles. Just click through to Canada Free Press should you desire to do so. Portions of tonight's broadcast brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Folks, have you seen ZipRecruiter.com? If you're in charge of hiring, if you want to have the fastest way to hire great people, go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's right, ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. More on that later. You know, there was a shooting at San Bernardino Elementary School today, of course. It was a murder-suicide, and it was interesting, the reactions, initial reactions. Of course, we have numerous things happening on the domestic front. Also, folks, the murder of that attorney in Atlanta, understand we are investigating that as well. The stabbing death of the attorney in Atlanta. Trina, I think her name is Trina. I'm not sure how to pronounce the last name. That was, she was, stabbed to death last week. Her last name is H-U-Y-A-H, I believe. So, there's some connections there to a number of issues. Also, China is moving its troops in response to the United States. America edges closer to war. We had said right here in this program that World War III will begin in Syria. Not Iran, not Iraq, Afghanistan, but Syria. Isn't that what we're seeing right now? Which leads me to the second article that I had written. And if you go back to the 2012 article I had written about Syria, Lemmings at the Precipice of World War III, that was 10 months before the attack at Ghouta in 2013, where anywhere between, depending on who you ask, 250 people, citizens, were killed in this chemical attack in 2013 in Ghouta, Syria. Or 1,500 people, you know, low end, high end, and everyone in between. And that's what caused, shall we say, the Obama's red line that apparently was about as strong as a rubber band. I do believe, with respect to this latest, last week's, the chemical weapons attack. You know, it's amazing that there's so much speculation. Assad did it. Assad has the weapons. No, Assad didn't do it. Russia did it. Now the narrative is Russia did it. The ISIS terrorists did it. On and on and on and on. Cases could be made. When you look at this through clear lenses, cases can be made for Assad. Cases can be made for the rebels. Cases can be made for, even if you want to stretch it, perhaps the Russians. But what's the truth? And you've got a Mossad, definitely a Mossad connected man on the internet on YouTube, giving the name of the pilot, saying, "Look, we Israel knows, for example, the name of the identity of the pilot, what he, how many missions he's flown. It's been active since 2005, 2000 sorties, and we know what kind of plane he had, and on and on and on. Well, if that's the case." Hello? But the situation is much more complex than that. And I believe, on analysis, you can't look at this, you can't look at anything that happens. And this is where I really believe we have to use our intellect. Anything that happens and anything that has happened, I don't believe that you can look at it as a single event, whether it happens in Syria, or the greater part of the Middle East, or in Africa, regardless. You have to look at this, you have to look at the bigger picture, or China, North Korea. Look, very quickly, China has a monetary and strategic interest in Iran. So does Russia. Russia has got a strategic interest in Syria. Numerous. The Mormon report, for example, that's of military interest. Both have energy interests. And of course, Russia has the pipeline to consider going through Syria as well. You know, Russia is the largest exporter of oil in the world. No, keep that in mind. You know, these, what we're seeing, And look at the motives as well of John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the neocons of military industrial complex here in the States. Look at their motives and motivation. They want war. They're giddy about war with Syria. How many refugees were caused by what's taking place in Syria, or really all across the Middle East? When I say refugees, legitimate refugees, as opposed to how many illegals have been allowed in the country. Joe, come on in, man. And you were on with Dave Hodges last night.
Yeah, we covered a wide range of issues, kind of a recap of what we talked about in the news last week, from the Susan Rice story to what has been happening in Syria, to the status of Donald Trump, the backlash he's getting from his supporters, to the praise now he is receiving from Hillary Clinton, ISIS, in the mainstream news media. It's kind of strange, the whole way that developed. But yes, there's a lot going on in the news today. And both your articles, folks, go to HagmanReport.com and click on the article there. Inside the article, you will find a link right to the article on HomelandSecurityUS.com. And there, I like the, this is the first time I visited HomelandSecurityUS.com in a while. And I like the banner and, the way that the site's set up. It's different than it was before. Many very bad things are about to happen. This is the article I started to read, the one that you had put up.
Yeah. Where the title comes from, it was interesting, right? Yeah, it was from Donald Trump's tweet. It's interesting to see the comments on Canada Free Press. I just love to watch the comments.
Those are the best parts of articles.
You know, the
how many
the
comments
one,
until it became racist arguments?
Oh, you know, it's fear porn. It's fear mongering. It's fear mongering. You know, we'll take that up with Donald Trump, you moron.
Absolutely.
The article is fear mongering. Well, really.
I mean, we talked about this off air last week, specifically about Donald Trump's tweet to Obama in 2013 when the chemical weapon issue happened the first time. When Trump issued a barrage of tweets, in September of 2013 for days on end about why Obama should not interfere in Syria. And he turns around and unfortunately does not listen to his own advice.
You know, and that's not the only thing.
This down
I mean, Ted Roer, too, talked about the his appointment to the FDA.
Yeah. A pro-Big Pharma guy.
Yeah,
I have to do more research into him. But I know Ted had done his research. He knows who this guy is. He knows what he's about.
Very much. So this is not boding well, in my view. Look, you know.
And look, Trump could have the best of intentions. You know, since the election, you know, I warn people to not get to the point where they believe that Trump is going to solve all the problems. He's going to be their political savior. Nothing needs to be worried about anymore because he's in office. He's going to take care of everything. You know, one of the main things about this last election, and we've said this countless times on this show, as much as it was a vote for Trump, it was just as much a vote against Hillary.
I'm thinking, yeah. Well, yes, it was.
And, you know, when we look at Trump's past, you know, maybe he's had political aspirations, reality TV show star, a successful businessman, many times over, you know, a billionaire. Foreign policy might not be a strong suit of his.
I don't know. You've got to be just a total whack job to want that job, president.
But, you know, at a time when our country's been torn apart ideologically, when the Constitution's not being followed, when somebody like the lawless Obama has been in office, like the lawless Bushes before him and the Clintons before him, Obama being the worst when it comes to, you know, tearing the country apart, actively tearing the country apart, it was time for a change.
8 years, and you have to go back even beyond that, but look, we've got over 30 members of Congress. You got a lot of members of Congress involved in the Communist Party USA, or at least they're affiliated with the Communist Party. You've got a couple of Islamists in Congress, Muslims, that is. You've got many people who are attached to the Muslim Brotherhood.
You got more neocons and Muslims in Congress than you do constitutionalists.
Oh, of course.
And that's a sad statement.
And just as they are normalizing pedophilia, or attempting to normalize pedophilia, normalizing the perverse, and saying that, for example, hey, it's okay, you know, LGBTQRSDUVWXYZ is normal, or whatever it might be, just throw in the flipping alphabet and the whole line there, whatever your flavor of the day is, it's okay. See, the normalization of the perversion is eroding our moral fabric. It's an attack against us. And you know, the one huge thing, Joe, is you've got a couple of Muslims in Congress. You say anything about Islam, and for example, them taking the oath on the Quran, you heard IQ El Razuli explain that last week. You know, you take it's antithetical to our constitutional republic. It can't exist. It cannot coexist. Sharia, for example, cannot coexist with our constitutional republic and our constitution. It can't do it. Just as we can't have immoral laws that are consistent with our constitution.
Nor can feminism coexist.
I believe that.
Nor can homosexuality coexist with Islam. Yet these are some of the biggest proponents of people to, you know, bring in Islam and the tolerance for Islam. I don't know if you saw this in Sweden last week. There's this big feminist group that's been working in Sweden for a long time, and they've been an advocate of the integration, bringing more refugees into Sweden, integrating them into different neighborhoods, providing them with housing, welfare, and whatnot. Well, guess what? Now that the Islamist moves in, the feminists are being forced out. Being forced out, not allowed to talk in the same name. Yeah, it's like the Black Lives Matter terrorist organization. And when I say that, understand, I'm not saying that people who are involved in Black Lives Matter are terrorists, but there are the George Soros-backed radical terrorists that are running that group. And I say terrorists because they're a hate group. They recently have held rallies in a number of different schools and universities where they banned white people from attending. They said, we're going to hold a rally. It's going to be for us black people. We're going to talk about our plans in the present and in the future.
Wow.
But white people are not allowed.
Okay, so we're going to have a meeting in the studio.
Exactly. I mean, follow the logic.
All right. No, we're going to have a meeting in the studio, but black people and Hispanics are not allowed.
Exactly. No, you're the KKK. And,
right. Okay.
See, this is that backwards tolerance.
Oh, if you're Muslim, too. Wait. Okay. Not allowed.
I mean, it's crazy. When you look at, you know, Hillary Clinton last week gave an interview or gave a speech at some New York, it wasn't a think tank, it was a... some kind of award show or something along those lines, where she went on to blame misogyny and a few other things for her election defeat. Anything but to blame the fact that she's a lying criminal, you know, anti-American, anti-freedom, anti-gun.
She's a communist.
Anti-constitution, you know.
She's a witch and a communist.
Exactly. But that's not why she lost. She lost because of the Russian hacking and collusion. She lost because... you know, the half of the country is sexist.
Yeah.
It works the same way that Chris Matthews can go on and say the reason that we're going after Susan Rice is not because of the unmasking.
It's because
she's black and she's a woman.
Yeah, Chris Matthews.
Leave the you know, that stuff out of it.
The facts.
And hopefully this week we're going to have some time. I didn't have time to put it together today, but I'm working on a few things. It's a biblical way to explain what the left will say is tolerance, but their hatred for everything that they oppose, but the incessant need for you to tolerate what they believe. You know how you used to hear people explain how Christians act, you know, keep it out of my world, keep it out of my face, don't try to convert me, I don't want to hear about Jesus.
Right.
It's the same way, only much, much worse. It's the same idea. Instead of, you know, Christians trying to proselytize and convert other people by sharing their faith, these people are saying, this is our ideology. If you don't like it, you're a bigot, you're a racist, you're a homophobe, you're a sexist. And basically saying you must conform to our belief system. Otherwise, you're intolerant. You're the problem. You know, you're the blankest, whatever you want to fill in. It's right. So backwards.
I agree.
It's like Islam. You know, tolerate us being a part of your society. And once you do, convert to our religion or die.
Pretty much. And that's very simply put. Very succinctly put. Anyway, which leads me to something I want to talk about as well. In Sydney, Australia, Christians are being advised to not wear crosses and to hide their religious faith. Why? Because while riding the subway, a small group of Muslims, this gang shouted, F Jesus, and attacked a couple on a train. And you know, now they have transport officers, much like we've got the what do you call them, transit authority police up here in New York and large cities. They've got the same in Sydney. Well, it's interesting because a group of four Middle Eastern men, or four men who appeared who had Middle Eastern appearance, went up to a couple, ripped a cross from a man's neck, stomped on it, said F Jesus, and just began beating them. And when some other people tried to intervene, they got beat back by these Muslims. Meanwhile, the transit authority officers stood back and just didn't do anything. Probably because I don't think they can be armed, at least not in Australia. And
they can't.
So here's the answer now. Here's Australia's answer to this. Well, hide the crosses. Don't talk about your religion. Hide the crosses. We certainly don't want to offend them. Are you out of your mind?
I mean, what's next? You know,
like hell.
Suicide to avoid offending. Oh, I'm sorry for existing and believing the way I do. I guess I'll just have to take myself out.
I got to tell you, you know, I don't know how many people remember this. It's on syndication right now. Folks, one of my favorite programs back, I don't know, back in the, what was it, the early 2000s? Seems like just yesterday. Boston Legal. And Denny Crane had a character, the head lawyer. It was William Shatner. It was Denny Crane. Gun fanatic, okay? Always had a gun on him. And he was always shooting people. Or shooting up his office or whatever, okay? That's how we handle it. That's my view. Okay, anyone gonna rip across? Now listen, I'm not saying you have to agree with me, and I'm not saying I'm a good Christian for doing this. But I'll tell you something. You lay your hand on me, you got a better than 50-50 shot of being shot. 50-50 chance of being shot. Let me clarify that. More than a 50-50 chance you lay your hands on me. Anywhere. Okay? Just saying. I see you. I don't care if you're black, white, red, orange, purple. I don't care if you're a lesbian, a butch-looking guy or butch-looking woman or an effeminate guy. You're beating on somebody because they're a Christian. Gotta tell you, gonna have to stop you. You got a better than 50-50 chance of being shot. Hey, I'm old. I confuse easy. What are they going to do? You know, I was talking to someone, too, today. Oh, there are alternative media sites afraid of losing their empire. They build up to tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars of empires. I said, you know what? I ain't got nothing to lose. And see, when you don't have anything to lose, you're not afraid to speak the truth. Right?
What'd you say? When you don't have nothing to lose, you're not afraid to speak the truth?
Yeah. What are you going to do? What are you going to take from me? You're going to take my, you know, 2005,
I'll tell you what.
Ford?
We can arrange some things to make your life a little bit less comfortable than it is now. You want to go down there? No, I'm kidding. No, the most dangerous person is the
one who has nothing to lose. I gave you a life. I could snuff it out.
That's the old saying, right? The most dangerous person is the one who has nothing left to lose.
That's right. Yeah, but see, I'm really. What are you gonna do? Sue me?
Yeah.
Good luck with that. Oh wait. That's already been done. What are you gonna do? Come after me? Oh, just a second. Stand in line. What are you going to do? Send me a nasty email? Okay. I don't know. Yeah, I'll just say this. I'm not anymore. Look, the gloves are off. All bets are off.
Yeah, you know, we are... There's a narrative at play here. There's a narrative in the mainstream media.
Yeah, but wait a second. By the way... And I get emails, okay? Don't say, well, quit interrupting Joe. I know I do.
And I interrupt him all the time.
But I gotta tell you something, okay? You mess with my dog or my wife, not necessarily in that order, or my family, I will come after you. I guarantee you. I promise you. Remember Nixon's old checker speech?
You might come after him, but what are you going to do when you catch him?
Oh, I got that handled. Denny Crane.
No, there's a whole lot going in the news, and wow, we're already almost up against the break. You know, I don't know about you, but today's been moving so fast. I was just mentioning to Eric before the show that today has just flown by. Maybe it's the beautiful 70-some degree weather we have outside. I don't know. But I guess right before the break, I'll take some time before... We can jump back into the news. I had a great weekend. I got to go out and get all the fall foliage, all the leaves out of my gardens in the front and back, and had a great day working outside yesterday. So I got myself a little sun. And here in the studio, I know folks can't really tell, but these lights up here that we have up here, they all winter long, I've been commenting about how white I look. Did you see in the monitor there on the TV?
Hey, what's wrong with you? We all have different shadows.
I have a red face right now from the sun that I got this weekend. But it still looks, you know, it's the lighting. It's the lighting.
Yeah.
So we'll have to do
that. It's Eric's fault.
But I had I hope everybody had a great weekend. And I got to, the whole reason I said that is because I started my garden. Last year I didn't get a chance to do it. And this year I cleaned out a bunch of brush. I tilled the ground. Started planting my seeds.
I couldn't get them to mow the lawn, okay? 18, 17, 16.
No, but I got to plant some carrots, some broccoli, some tomatoes. I planted about 5 or 6 different things. And from Texas Ready, I used the book, not the seed Bible, but I'll have to bring the book with me tomorrow because it's a great book. It tells you what plants you should plant next to each other for maximum yield. When you should plant them.
TexasReady.net.
Absolutely. And
they're the
hopefully
place to go.
When it's harvest time, I'll bring my basket of fruits and vegetables in so everybody can see my first gardening attempt in
from
its final
Texas
product.
TexasReady.net. Yeah, and
I'll be bringing in dead roots. And
no, you know, they can't. They made it nicely. You can't mess it up.
With Texas Ready, the seeds come in these little capsules, and my wife didn't know that there were seeds inside the capsules. She tried to plant the capsule.
I can see that happening.
Yeah. Folks, we're going to be right back after this. We're going to continue hitting news and current events. And then next segment, next hour, Dane Wigington from GeoEngineeringWatch.com is going to be our guest. Don't go anywhere.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Parada's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
These uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
We'll be right back.
back, folks, to this edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. As I said, now, this is our new segment. So this is Monday, April 10th, 2017. We do have some more news to get into. Specifically, did you see what happened? Joe mentioned this during the break in the Christian services, the Palm Sunday services. Suicide bomber. I mean, it was a horrific video over the weekend. Where was that?
In Egypt, in Cairo.
That's right. The reason I said, where was that? It could have been Paris. It could have been London. It could have been New Jersey. Right? Seriously.
Yeah.
But it was one of the bloodiest. If you watch it, you...
Yeah, Christian worshipers celebrating Palm Sunday were targeted by ISIS terrorist suicide bombs. At least 27 were killed, and it's more than that. It's up to 50.
They had to clear off the security camera lens with blood and body parts. Let me tell you,
over 100 wounded.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah,
and to see the force. I would recommend people do watch this just to understand the capabilities or the.
I'll post a link on our YouTube.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's on Hagman Report. I posted the article here yesterday.
You can see the force of the blast. And people have to understand how much of a people think, well, you know, an explosion, a suicide bomber. How much damage could that do? Well, when you look at this particular suicide bomber, this Muslim terrorist, you'll understand. Because it's not a pretty sight.
He was Asian.
Asian. Okay. Asian Muslim. Whatever. It don't matter. Folks, Portions Life broadcast, as I mentioned, brought to you by ZipRecruiter.com. Support this show. Support our sponsors. If you're the one doing the hiring in your business, do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Well, we've used ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. We've used them. Yes, we have. And we love it. Posting your job in one place is just not enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites, and now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single quick click. And, you know, you can find candidates in any city, across the United States, any industry, anywhere. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll into ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. And, you know, if I can use it, anyone can use it. There's no juggling of emails or calls to your office. I like that part. You can quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person right away. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small business and medium-sized businesses. And right now, if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you can post your jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. All you have to do is go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. Folks, one more time to try it for free. And I would urge anyone looking to hire that perfect candidate to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. ZipRecruiter.com/free trial. You can support this broadcast by supporting our sponsors. But as we were talking about earlier, the attacks against Christians are on the rise. We are officially for Catholics in the Easter season, the Palm Sunday forward. For all of Christianity, we do celebrate, of course, the crucifixion and Christ being crucified, being died, buried, or died, being buried, and then rising, of course, on the third day. Sorry, I screwed that up. I was trying to make it more poetic than what it needed to be. But, you know, the Muslims right now have waged or are waging a war against Christians, and we saw the facilitation of this, and this is no small thing. If you study post-World War II and you understand the communist infiltration in various areas of our government, including and especially the State Department, and you use that template for today with the Muslim infiltration into every agency, all of our intelligence agencies, the IT work is being done, as George Webb famously and exquisitely points out, George Webb, W-E-B-B, on YouTube. I'd suggest everyone look him up, follow him, and hey, even mention that you heard him on our show, and go back and listen to him on our show. But the infiltration by the Muslims in our government is incredible. You've got Andre Carson, you've got Keith Ellison, two elected officials, Muslims. You've got representatives of the Muslim Brotherhood. You've got Huma Abedin, whose mother and father, famously, writing for the Muslim Brotherhood Journal and being part of Muslim Brotherhood and Muslim Sisterhood. Just imagine what had transpired during Hillary Clinton's tenure as Secretary of State, beyond what we know. But the refugee invasion, or the alien invasion of Muslims into this country, the midnight flights, as Josh Tully had exposed on his radio program and on this program. And I'm amazed at how many people, conservatives, so-called self-professed conservatives, well, you know, no pictures, no story, no believe you. All right. Then get off your fat butt and you go down there to the airport, wherever, and you do that job. Just saying. So I know it's so hard to believe that we have this invasion of Muslims in this country. It's just so hard to believe, right? But folks, these types of attacks, the pedestrian target attacks, we saw what happened overseas with the vehicle attack again. Joe, you mentioned that. You mentioned the Cairo church attack. You're going to be seeing more of these. And in fact, Inspire magazine, some of the English language ISIS magazines, are publishing instructions to carry out these types of attacks. These are, hey, all you need is a car. You don't even need a gun. You don't even need a knife. Just get in your heavy duty SUV. And if you don't have one, rent one, lease one. You don't have to take out insurance on it, because you ain't bringing it back. And just go down, mow down some people. This is what the Muslim population, this is what they're proposing. This is what we need to do. Or, without any coordination, get some explosives, get some anti-personnel shrapnel, nails, whatever's laying around the house, and go blow yourself up in front of the cathedral, or train station, or bus depot, or sports stadium. This is what we're seeing. And you've got people like John McCain, and regardless of what anyone's saying, look, John McCain and Lindsey Graham and the warmongers in our own government have been supporting ISIS. People need to understand that. There's photographs of John McCain with al-Baghdadi and others, of course, that have been authenticated. But we're supporting them over there. We're not stopping him from coming in over here. You know, it's just, this is what we have to understand that, and this is why I'm a big proponent. If you're going to go out, and if you got a concealed carry permit, or let your conscience be your guide. But I'm going to tell you something. I would urge everyone to be armed and ready to defend themselves and others in this environment in which we live. You know, there's something called the defense of necessity. Now think about this. I don't know how many people know about the necessity defense. If you're charged with, for example, if you break a law, you can always claim the necessity defense. Let me explain that just real quickly. In fact, let me look up the definition here. And I can give it to you. Because this, I think this is important for people to, I'm not advocating this. I'm not advocating anyone to break the law. But if you find yourself in a position where, if you find yourself in a position, you'll know the position when you find yourself in that position. Here's what the necessity defense is. It's a defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner. Listen to me carefully. A defense that permits a person to act in a criminal manner when in an emergency situation, not of that person's own creation, compels the person to act in a criminal manner to avoid greater harm from occurring. Think of it this way. Say you're armed and you get a personal carry permit and you're walking by this, this building that says absolutely no guns allowed. You know, you'll be charged with a crime if you bring a gun onto the premises. And just over the line, you see a guy raping and beating a woman. A rape, kidnapping, I don't know, you know what I'm talking about, right? Are you gonna stop that? Or are you going to think twice because there's a sign there that says, hey, if I take my gun across that line, I'm gonna get charged with a criminal offense. No.
Gosh, no, I hope not.
That is a necessity defense. And I know some Christians out there, and especially a couple of these old crusty crustaceans in places I won't mention, Mississippi,
let me just say that
have a problem with this. Oh my goodness, how could you? Because if you're like
at that
David
point,
DeLeiden, okay?
If you're standing there and, I don't know, say I walk in the room, I walk in the studio, and Eric's beating on some homeless guy that wandered in. If I have to stop and think, I'm already too far gone. I see some kind of terrible injustice going on, and I find myself wondering if I should get involved or not, I might as well just pack my bags and go home. Because you either act, I guess it would be the flight or fight.
Fight or flight.
If you see somebody, you know, that is being injured, whether it's a man beating his wife, whether it's...
Well, but even worse than that, there are some Christians, honest to goodness,
taking it further, like a, you know, an attempted rape.
Right.
Or,
right.
I mean, at the first second your mind comprehends what's going on, if you're not either on your way over there to stop it or running the other way, if you're standing there thinking, well, if I go and stop this, am I going to get in trouble? You're already gone.
Okay.
In my experience.
I value that. Thank you for thinking that way, because you look, and this is what's taking place right now with the Center for Medical Progress, which no one's talking about this, where David DeLeiden and Susan Merritt are being charged with 15 felony counts. We've talked about this last week.
Yeah.
Of wiretapping or recording without consent, without all party consent. Well,
about a good case for jury nullification.
Exactly right. And there are some Christians, and honest to goodness, I don't know how the Christians, and I say Christians because I am a Christian. I can relate to this. I don't understand how some Christians can say, well, they ought not to have really done that. You know, pretended to be someone else. Okay, what in the hell is wrong with you? How mentally, spiritually, morally, intellectually bankrupt are you? Now look, I can accept that coming from, I don't know, Cecile Richards from Planned Parenthood. But seriously? And Xavier Becerra, the former House of Representatives, or former prosecutor turned House of Representatives, or I'm sorry, the guy that filed the charges. Where was I going with that? Except to say, this is incredible. Not even considering filing charges on Planned Parenthood for.
No.
Talking about selling body parts like car parts. And again, the problem here is not Planned Parenthood for
right.
Some people I'm seeing writing and talking. No. The problem exists with the hubris of the Center for Medical Progress.
Yeah, absolutely. They're the criminal organization. They are the ones who broke the laws. They, through investigative journalism and exposing Planned Parenthood's murderous corruption and murderous behavior, They're not the bad guys. The people exposing them are the bad guys.
See,
you know, killing babies is the law.
But see, okay, you can't have, and this is something I have to agree with, you can't have an immoral law or a law like that that's against the Constitution. But you're right, that's the excuse or the pretext. Abortion is legal. Well, really? Says who? And when you really take this apart, it's not legal.
I don't care what the Constitution says. It's not legal.
You mean the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court says it's not legal.
Right. There's a big hole, and we've talked about this before. But the problem is this. Why are you looking away from the sale of body parts and not arresting or investigating Planned Parenthood? And this relates to Syria how? Well, you know, you had a chemical weapons attack.
Well,
you had 20
to
children.
The furthering of the criminal enterprise, the legal, what they've done these globalists have created special laws and rules for themselves, and they are allowed, and even for people who want to commit murder by abortion, and they, create laws to protect things like that. And in turn, they have created or bent the law in a way to stop people from exposing the crimes they commit.
Okay.
Just like fake news.
But hold on. Because this is where my article comes in. Okay, you had video and images of burned, unborn babies that were chemically burned to death and dismembered, much like you had in Syria. The images from Syria and the images from Planned Parenthood are consistent with one another, except for the ages.
And the fact that, a thousand times more people die per day with Planned Parenthood than with that chemical attack.
So if Donald Trump, if the photographs of 20 children from Syria moved him so much that he spent $85 million, on 60 Tomahawk missiles into the base where this attack ostensibly originated, why not reserve, and I'm asking this question, why not reserve some sort of punishment for those who killed the unborn children? Legal punishment.
Why not launch those same Tomahawk missiles at the...
I didn't say that, of course.
I did.
Okay, yeah, you did. Well, you know, hey, isn't that... seriously...
He could give them a half-hour warning like Putin.
Yeah. Well, you know, in that case, but seriously, the outrage, and consider the outrage. Consider how twisted this is. You have the outrage by everybody over this, by the chemical weapons used in Syria. But where's the outrage over the same type of injurious and deadly behavior? I shouldn't even say it's death. It's
the argument's spot on. And what's even crazy, what's crazy about it is, say you're outside of a Planned Parenthood and there's a woman who's pregnant, walking in to get an abortion, and you shoot her in the stomach. She lives, the baby dies.
You get charged with
murder. You will get charged with murder. Even though she could have been walking in the Planned Parenthood to murder her baby.
That's right.
So when the law suits these people, they will use it and say, yes, that's a baby that you killed inside of her. But when they want...
You know, I just saw something here. I rarely ever look at the chat, but something just said, Trump cannot
criminalize abortion because the Supreme Court already made it legal.
Yeah, first of all, that's a lie. The Supreme Court cannot... Okay, the Supreme Court cannot legislate anything. They cannot make law. They can interpret law. And when you go before a court, including the Supreme Court... The big lie here is regarding judicial supremacy. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, okay, it is between the parties of the action. It doesn't make the law, or should not make the law, at least not according to our Constitution and our legal system, for the entire country. Now, I know there are going to be attorneys saying, oh, but wait a minute. Roe v. Wade, No. Settle down and understand what the law says, all right? We accept it as such, but that's not what our Constitution allows for, or precedent with respect to the precedent does, but So abortion is not legal any more than homosexual marriage is legal. It's a perversion. Right. You cannot reconcile. If you can't reconcile the action with the Constitution, the Supreme Court cannot create that activity out of whole cloth, or that legalization, in quotation marks, out of whole cloth. And you cannot have a law that's antithetical to our Bible and the Constitution. It'd be the law of the land. And judicial supremacy is nothing more than a piece of fiction. And do you want me to go on? You get the idea.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, our society's so upside down and backwards. The morality has been eroded away, never to be seen again unless we have a societal collapse. And there's a few areas I thought we could have went tonight in this first segment, in this first hour, but we really didn't have time. So I just want to kind of get into some highlights.
Sure.
Going back to Brzezinski's book, Totalitarian Dictatorships and Autocracy, I just wanted to read this one part about education, because Brzezinski does a great job in pointing out what it really is.
It's indoctrination.
From the inception. Absolutely, it's indoctrination, and he says so, and he talks about the purpose for the education process is to utilize the propaganda for the efforts of the regime, and in this part, for the totalitarian nature to continue to promote the ideology of the regime and or party. And it goes on to say in this chapter, and I'm not going to read it all, he says, the distinction between education and propaganda becomes increasingly blurred as far as the broadly moral and social fields of study are concerned. Education, like ideology, becomes an instrument in the hands of the regime and takes upon itself the definition of truth. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
It takes upon itself the definition of truth. It also goes on to say, in order to be able to direct an educational system to respond to the regime's directives, it is necessary to organize an official hierarchy. It also goes on to say, what is more important in an educational system is the notion that human beings, of course, with the premise of the totalitarian emphasis on education, is a long-range arm of propaganda. What they want to do is create a genuine enthusiasm for educational reforms, for progressive education. And what they talk about, what it goes on to talk about here, is how it's child-centered, and it is one of the most powerful tools to create the new way of thinking for the citizen. And just like they say, from cradle to grave, this is one of the most powerful tools that they have, is the education system, to mold students to the totalitarian or regime's way of thinking. And again, creating a truth, not telling the truth, teaching the truth, teaching the history, teaching the
that's right. Pay attention to those words.
It is to create their own truth. And there's so much more in that, but I know we don't have time. And an example, I've heard it said that if wars can be started by lies, then peace can be started with the truth. And when we look at the Syrian gas attack, and we look at a lot of the wars that we've been into that have been based on false pretenses and on lies, Iraq, Afghanistan, Vietnam, World War II, it goes on and on and on and on. How many people remember what was the name of the secret operation that they were going to justify a military response against Cuba?
You had Phoenix.
They go on to talk about this in this report, and they say,
"Thanks for their
planning purposes."
I'm gonna be thinking about that.
They want to get engaged in a war, and they say, since it would be desirable to use legitimate provocation as the basis for U.S. military intervention in Cuba, instead we should use a cover or a deceptive plan.
Mongoose.
And Operation Northwoods.
Northwoods is...
And they list, well. they have lists here, how to establish a credible attack start rumors, one, and then they go on from there to sink a ship, blame it on the enemy.
Gee, where'd that happen? Huh.
They talk about, kidnapping dissident, or kidnapping diplomats to create a provocation for the other side. Blow up an aircraft at an air base. And it goes on and on and on. But basically what it boils down to is they wanted to start a terror campaign.
Right.
Against our own country. They even say they attack Florida.
Sure. Sure. You gotta go back in time though.
Right, right. And this is just one example. But there's pages of different, how about we do this? How about we do that? All these, and this is the MO, the modus operandi, for the last 50, 70 years.
That's right.
They create a problem. They have the solution.
It's like a Hegelian dialectic.
Exactly. And it's all done through lies and deception. And when we have some more time, we're going to go over some more of this stuff in detail, because this is the narrative we see today. And not only do we have this narrative of wars through deception, wars through lies, for the purposes of money gathering and resource gathering and extermination of the people, we now have, this new liberal insanity.
Lock and load.
The, hate tolerance. The tolerance hate. You tolerate what I am and what I believe. Otherwise, you're a bigot and you have no right to live. Justification for extermination.
And I say again, lock and load.
We'll be right back with Dane Wigington, geoengineeringwatch.com. Don't go anywhere. It's going to be a great next hour.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available, anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greeninnovative.com. That's greeninnovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smoke. Fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.